Well, for a change, a big change, have an umbrella handy. We haven't had to say that for a long time, right? Well, it's increasing cloudiness today, a little front approaching from the west, and some late-day showers. A band of rain should develop along and ahead of this front. Now, temperatures will still manage to get into the mid to upper 70s before the rain moves in, so it'll be a little bit unstable. The atmosphere will be this afternoon as that front moves in, so you could hear a rumble of thunder, but more than anything else, it just looks like rain showers. Some brief, heavier downpours, but it still looks like the overall rainfall amount's not all that great, averaging a tenth to a third of an inch, but a few local spots, as much as a half inch of rain, and we'll take whatever we can get, right? We need that moisture. Still have had no measurable rain yet this month, so this will help out a little bit. As the morning is dry, but the afternoon a little wetter, and that means the afternoon commute could be impacted too. And with so long since we've had much rainfall, that means a little bit slick with a little oil, that oily substance that can develop after a long period without rainfall, and then when you do get those showers. So be extra careful and be aware of that weather change as we get into later afternoon hours. Tonight, the front moves out pretty quickly. The rain ends quickly this evening, and skies are going to become partly cloudy, and temperatures a little cooler, dropping to the 50s by morning. Certainly not cold for this time of year, but a little more comfortable, a little less humidity, leading to a nice Thursday as skies become partly sunny. We'll top out in the low 70s, cooler, but certainly nothing exceptional. Again, we ought to be in the upper 60s this time of year, so it's a weak front, all things considered, but at least bringing us some of that much-needed moisture. And then Friday is the start of that next big warm-up for Friday and Saturday. Highs near 80 on Friday. The record high is 85. We should fall short of that, but on Saturday, we'll flirt with the record high of 83 degrees. It will be a very warm start to the weekend. But then the next cold front moves in, a pretty sharp front for late Saturday night into Sunday morning. Another band of showers. It again does not look like overly heavy rainfall, but at least an opportunity for some more rain. And then should not ruin your Sunday, by the way. It should be out of here by at least late morning, if not even a little bit earlier. So that should help out for anything you got planned Sunday morning, church services, whatever the case may be. And in the afternoon, we manage even a little bit of sunshine. And while temperatures will be cooler. Again, it's not drastic. Upper 60s to around 70. We will drop well down into the 40s Sunday night, so it'll be pretty cool, but that's not way below average. We ought to be in the mid to upper 40s for the overnight lows this time of year. And then we'll see kind of a cool start to the new work week, looking ahead and extending a little bit, but that doesn't last long either. We should be warming up appreciably by the middle of next week yet again. And we have now passed our latest sunset time, which is 5:25 p.m. Our earliest sunset time, I should say, it's 5:25 p.m. We now gain a little bit of sunset time through the rest of the month, so that by the end of the month, the sunset is only 5:38. So we've kind of gotten through the worst part of that, getting dark early in the night, right? It still gets dark pretty early, but we at least gain a little bit. We continue, however, by the way, to lose time on our sunrise. So we're getting later with each sunrise yet for the rest of the month. The net result through the month is a loss of 7 minutes of daylight. So we don't gain a whole lot here overall, but at least we see a little light at the end of the tunnel, no pun intended, on that sunset now as we go through the next few weeks. More notable, of course, as we get deeper into January and February and we start to gain back a good deal of daylight just about each and every single day. With all your weather all the time, remember that umbrella today. I'm Chief Meteorologist Mike Burrish for the CBS 47 at Fox 30 Action News, Jax First Alert Weather Center for 104.5 WOKV.